back up on our horses again. And when I got down there, I got picked up at the airport. We went right into a meeting. And the meeting did not stop until 10 o'clock that night. I'm talking about from just before lunchtime until 10 o'clock at night. We went through a couple of pitchers of water and pitchers of iced tea. And we sat there and we burned through the notepads. And there were no questions off limits. And what I liked about him was a lot of the questions were directed to me. They're so proud of what they put together. They weren't trying to impress me. They didn't have to pick me up in a limo. They didn't have to put me up in a 3,000-square-foot penthouse trying to impress me. These are people that are interested in building something real. And they were not trying to convince me to get on board with them. And it was refreshing because in 15 years as a consultant in the industry, I'm so used to companies trying to tell me how great they are, how big they're going to be, how they're better than everybody else, how successful their track record is. And a lot of it's just conversation. But there were no questions that I couldn't ask these gentlemen, and they gave me an honest answer, good, bad, or indifferent. But I love the fact that they were interviewing me because they used a term that I felt very passionate about, where they have something special. And they are not a family in the sense of, look at us, we're one big happy MLM family. Yeah, there's that, but literally, this is family. These are brothers that have built a successful business that did not have to start an MLM to make money. They are very successful. They have reached the pinnacle of success financially, and they did not have to do this. A lot of MLM owners, quick cash, so they throw something together. As most of you know, if you've heard me in the past, I did my due diligence. I spent my time. I did my research. I jumped on a plane. I went down there. I asked the hard questions. Here's what I don't do. I don't hear Text Cash Network. I don't type it into Google and read what other people type about it, good or bad. What do they know? Did they pick up the phone and call the owner? Did they pick up the phone and have a conversation with Brett Hudson? Do they understand the full business model? Do they understand our compensation plan? Whether somebody has something negative to say or something positive to say, I want to talk with somebody who's done the due diligence and can provide me with the facts to make an educated decision. Now, each and every one of you on the phone have made an educated decision. You're a part of TCN, you're a part of the TCN Trixie. Now, it's time for you to make another decision, because we have to go from, I think this is going to work, and this looks really great, to, I believe this is going to work. And I'm going to have a story for you next week, but there's a big difference between thinking something's going to work, hoping something's going to work, and believing something is going to work. And when I look at TCN, you know, our industry reminds me of a roller coaster. Now, there are some people out there that will not step foot on a roller coaster. I'm afraid of heights. I hate to admit it. My kids get a kick out of it. But I'm afraid of heights. I just do not like to be up very, very high. Roller coasters, most of them, they have some heights in them. Some of them go upside down. Some of them go sideways, inside out. Some you stand up on. Some you lay down on. And I compare roller coasters a little bit to our network marketing industry. Because we all want to believe when we get on that roller coaster, we're safe, right? You know what? Any roller coaster that goes 2 miles an hour and stays level and doesn't move, people get bored. That's not a ride. That's a park bench that blows in the wind. But a roller coaster, it keeps your adrenaline going. It raises that excitement level. And the most important part of a roller coaster and why most people will get on it is they know they're not going to fall out. And I recognize that with TCN. This roller coaster has been built rock solid. It's on a very, very firm foundation. It's built to let a lot of people come on board. It doesn't I'm not here to convince anybody on the